We were being taught that God was a man who came down to the earth, who preached, who ate food, who slept, was stuck on a cross and killed. And yet he was God, but yet he was the Son of God. He was a man, but yet he was not a man. He was divine, yet he was human. So, growing up with this confused concept, it was only a matter of time before I rejected Christianity. Or to be more accurate, rejected the belief that man could come down, that God could come down to the earth and become a man. I was always a person who believed in a higher power and always believed that there was something more out there, something more to life than just living, eating, sleeping and dying. And if I was asked, do I believe in God? Meaning, do I believe in something that created us, something that knows us, something that cares for us, something that will bring us back to life? Then I would answer yes. Once I got to university, there was one year where it was Ramadan. And some Muslims had invited me to come and break fast with them. Now, although I didn't fast that day, I did go down and partake of the iftar meal. And it was through their sort of generosity and explaining to me little things which they knew that kind of switched the light on inside my head. It was at a table, a dawah table, which they had in the common room, that I was given some leaflets and some booklets. And one book was going to change my life entirely, forever. It was a book called Towards Understanding Islam by Sayyid Abdullah Maududi. In this book, Towards Understanding Islam, were clear, concise arguments about the oneness and uniqueness of God. Clear, concise arguments about what is a Muslim. Clear, concise arguments about what is disbelief. Clear, concise arguments. And this is something which struck me. And every day I would read this on the train going in, at lunchtime, coming home. And for about a week I read this book. And then one evening, I said to myself, this is it. This is what I've always believed all my life. This is the truth. I read the Shahada on the page and just kept on repeating it over and over and over to myself. And I was convinced and I said, this is it. I'm now a Muslim.